1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. For the first time in almost two decades, the Australian economy has posted back-to-back surpluses. The final budget outcome shows a $15.8 billion surplus for this financial year. The result is a $6 billion improvement on what had been forecast in May. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government is managing a challenging financial environment.
Spending in the last financial year was much lower than anticipated at budget, and revenue was lower as well. This bigger surplus is not because we taxed more, it's because we spent less, and that's an important thing to recognise.
The Prime Minister is warning against importing radical ideologies from overseas after major protests over the weekend. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations were gatecrashed by a handful of people waving Hezbollah flags and holding framed pictures of the group's former leader. The government is threatening to cancel the visas of any non-citizens who took part. Anthony Albanese has told a cabinet meeting the protests were concerning.
We've seen worrying signs over the weekend. We do not want people to bring radical ideologies and conflict here. Our multiculturalism and social cohesion cannot be taken for granted.
Israel has expanded its military operation in Lebanon, saying it struck dozens of Hezbollah sites. The BBC's Frank Gardner has this assessment of Israel's actions.
They are taking apart Hezbollah's command structure because they say that they are fed up with Hezbollah lobbing missiles across the northern border and making it impossible for nearly 70,000 residents to return to their homes and businesses. And Hezbollah, up until now, everyone has said that they are the most powerful non-state military force in the world with this huge arsenal of weapons, and yet they are being dismantled. Their leadership, their weapon supplies, their entire structure seems to be penetrated by Israeli intelligence. Their informants seem to be telling them exactly where these leaders are, and they're getting eliminated.
The shutdown of a major Sydney rail line has passed its first test, with the morning peak running relatively smoothly. More than 10,000 passengers have taken free replacement buses between Sydenham and Bankstown. The T3 line will remain closed for at least 12 months while it's converted to metro. Transport for New South Wales Coordinator General Howard Collins says the morning was mostly pain-free.
Whilst there has been congestion, the buses themselves have been roundabout on time. The biggest questions people are asking us when they turn up is, how long is the journey going to take and where do I actually wait for my bus? We've seen a lot of marshals out there, a lot of pink shirts out there as well, helping people around the network.
More than 1,000 Qantas engineers have walked off tarmacs around the country as they escalate the fight for a wage increase. Unions representing workers are pushing for a 35% pay rise over 4 years, inclusive of a 15% upfront payment. Australian Workers Union National Secretary Paul Farrow says stopping work during peak hour has sent a strong message to the airline.
It is not through pure luck that Qantas holds the safety record that it does, or has the excellent reputation that it has. It's from the people standing behind us, the people that you don't see when you get on the flights.
A new research shows cost of living pressures are seeing some expectant mothers struggling to meet nutritional guidelines. Sophie Clark has more.
The Queensland University of Technology has surveyed 1,500 women, finding 1 in 10 is going hungry, regardless of household income. 42% of respondents say they're experiencing food insecurity due to financial strain, while 2 in 5 are eating less or worried about the quality of their diet. Researchers have described the findings as shocking and say all women are not meeting the 5 pregnancy-specific nutritional guidelines.
And the death toll in Nepal is expected to rise after mass flooding triggered landslides across the country. At least 148 people have died and around 50 are still missing. Most major motorways connecting Kathmandu with the rest of the country remain blocked in multiple places.
Hope weather.
A high chance of showers becoming less likely this afternoon. Wind south to southeasterly at 25 to 35 kilometres an hour, becoming light this evening. Right now it's 20 degrees in the city and in the west. Tomorrow partly cloudy, heading to tops of 22 degrees. Wednesday a shower or two, a high of 20. Thursday partly cloudy and 21. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim.
Hope 103.2.
Every 60 seconds, 20 children are given the opportunity to hear the gospel after receiving an Operation Christmas Child shoebox. Get started today with your family, church, school or community group to pack gift-filled shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child and help deliver a tangible expression of God's love. Each shoebox is an opportunity to transform a life for eternity through the greatest journey discipleship lessons. To learn more, visit operationchristmaschild.org.au. Station sponsor.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight. It's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
North Parramatta Church Street is currently closed southbound just past Factory Street due to a building fire. You're best to divert via Dunlop Street, Castle Street and Pennant Hills Road, then head back onto Church Street. Fast food shouldn't slow you down. That's why Zambrero use only the freshest ingredients, which means it doesn't just taste good, it leaves you feeling good. Zambrero, feel good mix. Station sponsor. I'm Erin. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Get that spring in your step with Hope 103.2.
You're listening to Hope 103.2 for your Monday afternoon. Sharma here with you. And one of life's biggest mysteries has been why on earth Netflix decided to clamp down on password sharing. They've made it so difficult to share your passwords with your friends, which is the way that a lot of people were watching. And the CEO of Netflix has finally come out and revealed the truth on why they decided to do that. We'll talk about it after Harry Styles. This one's called Satellite.
Hope 103.2.
Uplifting you and infusing joy.
Eagle, Be Okay on Hope 103.2. And one of the biggest reasons that people stopped watching Netflix or subscribing to Netflix is because of the clampdown that they did on password sharing. So for the vast majority of people, the way that they were watching Netflix was through their friend's account. You know, that was just the way of the world. One friend has Disney Plus, you share the password. The other friend pays for Netflix. The other friend pays for Stan and so on and so forth. And then you have everything, but you're only paying for one. But Netflix has finally come out. The CEO has revealed why the company cracked down on password sharing, and it is actually a pretty interesting reason. So he said that your Netflix account is for you and the people who live within your household, and the reason or the reasons, or a couple of reasons why password sharing was bad was because one was revenue, but the other part of it was with personalization. Helping you find something to watch works better if you don't have five or six different people using your account. So he said, for us, it really was a way to hone in on personalization technology, but also the kind of test of the value proposition, which doesn't make any sense because you can add different accounts to a Netflix and different people can watch freely, but that's the reasoning he's decided to put out there.
You know, it only breaks my heart to see you standing in the
3-2. Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying to find a light. Like ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean and it turns to a fight. Fist fly from my mouth as it turns out. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as we went down the drain. And pops stay the same and your mom's moved away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away. Lights down low, walk these halls alone. We can feel so far from so close. Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. Just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying. Passing me by, like ships in the night.
slate headed to a red carpet. They won't know my name. Riding in silence, all that we want to say. About to board when you call on the phone. You say I'm sorry, I'll be waiting at home. Feels like we're burning this out on our own. Trying to find a way down a road we don't know. Turn the lights down. In the night, you keep passing me by, just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing to the sea, if it's just you and me, trying to find a light, like ships in the night.
Ships in the Night, that's Matt Carney on Hope 103.2, Sharma with you. And think back to a few months ago when you could not escape the grimace shake all over TikTok. It was supposedly this world-famous Macca's item. World-famous only in America, though, because no one else had it. Well, it is finally, finally making its way over to Australia, and it's going to be hitting Macca's on the 4th of October. So tune in for that because it's going to be a limited time offer. I am super excited because I saw it online. I'm not even like a Macca's person, but I do enjoy giving into things that are hyped. So it's going to be interesting to see what people think of it and how it tastes as a whole. I don't know if they're bringing the whole full shebang because it was Grimace's birthday. But they could just be bringing the shake and not the confetti and packaging and whatnot. But yeah, excited to see how that all turns out.
Hope 103.2.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Hope.
103.2.
I go with the flow. I used to fight against the tide, but I learned my lesson, and now I know that there's a better way to live this life. You got got problems, I've had my share of pain. I got scars in places that you can't even see, baby, but it made me who I am today. So when it rains, when there's a hurricane, you got to find your way, but just surf it. Put some love in the world, find a boy or a girl to heal all the hurt, cause you know you deserve it. Blockers, me, I'm just a time stopper. Wait, huh? We gon' get there when we get to La Mama. We gotta depend on the way. Leaning and dreaming, pulling up on the scene and we singing. Focus and floating, we drinking and singing. Been a long time coming, but it's all good, baby. Oh yeah, we can't do it alone. We can all do it together.
Sad man.
1032.
When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. When you see too far gone, I see one step away from home. How many times can one heart break? It was never supposed to be this way. Look in the mirror, but you find someone you never thought you'd be. I paid, and there's nothing you could ever do to lose what grace has won. My child, my beloved, the new creation, you're becoming. You see the scars from when you fail, but I see the stories they will tell. You see worthless, but I see priceless. You see pain, but I see a purpose. You see unworthy, undeserving, but I see you through eyes of mercy. Healing beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. You're not too far gone.
That's Matthew West on Hope 103.2, and Kmart has already launched its Christmas range, and there is a $129 Christmas tree, which looks exactly like a $1,199 Christmas tree that is also being sold. So they're doing a dupe and a very good one at that. I haven't started shopping for Christmas yet, but just seeing the stuff that they have at Kmart already, I've literally been looking into buying Christmas gear. I think, you know, Christmas might come a bit early for me this year. Here we go
again. Gorgi, strap yourselves in for series 3 of She Wasn't Born Yesterday. I'm Janet.
And I'm Amelia. And we'll be chatting with some amazing guests.
Starting with Professor Georgina Long, co-medical director of Melanoma Institute Australia, about how to save our skins.
And from Australian of the Year to Financial Planner of the Year expert, Michelle Stone explains how to boss your money.
We talk to a mental health GP about all things ADHD.
And the very sobering topic of women abused by clergy.
And so much more. She Wasn't Born Yesterday, new series, starts October on Apple Pods, Spotify or the Hope 103.2 app. We look forward to your company.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
Most of us have heard about the Ten Commandments. Don't kill, don't commit adultery, don't steal. But did you know that Jesus rewrote them? I'm Tanya Harris of God Conversations. When Jesus was on earth, he said he fulfilled the law, bringing a whole new angle to it. Don't murder people became don't get angry with people. Don't commit adultery became don't lust after someone you shouldn't. Can you see what Jesus is doing here? Can you see what Jesus was leading us from external behaviour to internal motivation? He was moving us from the letter of the law to the spirit. It was simpler but harder. Ultimately, Jesus pointed us to God's loving nature, such that all of the commandments became two, love God and love people. Christianity is never about rule-keeping. It's about the heart, and it always looks like love. For more on having your own God Conversations, go to godconversations.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Thank you.
1032.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. And my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside.
Oh,
Coldplay, It Feels Like I'm Falling in Love on Hope 103.2, and I'm so excited to see them in November. I just know it's going to be a good show. But hey, taking a look at the community notices, on the 13th of October, there is a 2 feet and a heartbeat campaign taking place. So it is a community event that is created to raise awareness for childhood onset heart disease, because every day in Australia, 8 babies are born with COHD. You can find out more information on the event on our website hope1032.com.au/noticeboard. While you're there, take a look at some of the other events taking place in the community. But hey, that is it for me. I'm heading on out of here. Chris is in with you next. Have a blessed rest of your day. Bye.
Sydney's
Hope 1032. There's one tool in your business that's working 24/7, whether you're on the job, on a call, or on holiday. It's your website. At Label & Mint, we've helped businesses like yours get more out of their website. A good website is the first step towards selling more products, converting more leads, and growing your brand. Imagine your dream website or even an app working as hard for your business as you do. At Label & Mint, it's simply meant to be. Visit mintwebsites.com.au to get started. Station sponsor.
Hope 1032.
Got up before the alarm. Sunlight replacing the stars. Finding my phone in the dark. Putting my life on restart. So many places to go. Asking what's best, I don't know. Each hour's an hour you make. So I know it's gonna be strange. One more day. I believe that it's gonna be all okay with you. Tell me what's next. Or just how much time I got left. Hourglass half full of sand. But I know it's all in your hands. There is no me, only us. It's only in you I would trust. Yo, goodbye to fear and doubt. Hello to your love reaching out. One more day. Wanna show that I'm gonna go all the way.
Bust out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 1032.
I dare you to be happy.
Hit it.
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersain. The federal government has revealed a larger than expected surplus of over $15 billion for the past financial year. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
The government had forecast a surplus of $9.3 billion in the May budget. However, the final figure has come in at $15.8 billion for the 2023-24 financial year. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says it is the first back-to-back surplus in 16 years.
And it wouldn't have happened without our responsible economic management. It wouldn't have happened without our spending restraint, without our savings.
Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says the improved surplus will allow for more investment in housing, aged care, cheaper medicines and cost of living support. Noah Seckham, Canberra.
More than 100 people have been killed as Israel launches fresh strikes on Beirut. It's the first time the conflict has been extended beyond the city's southern suburbs in Lebanon. Lebanon's Prime Minister has said Israel's continuing airstrikes may have already forced as many as 1 million people from their homes across the country. The federal opposition is calling for swift punishment of protesters who waved Hezbollah flags and carried framed pictures of the group's leader over the weekend. Major demonstrations are being held after Hassan Nasrallah was killed in an Israeli airstrike. The government is warning non-citizens who took part in the protests may have their visas cancelled. Liberal leader Peter Dutton says Labor and the police need to act quickly.
The laws do provide for an offence in that regard, and the law should be enforced. And I find it completely unacceptable that the government wouldn't be arresting people already or cancelling visas of people who are glorifying Hezbollah and Hamas and others. They have no place in our country.
The man who kidnapped 4-year-old Cleo Smith in Western Australia has failed to have his sentence reduced. Chelsea Bowden reports from Perth.
37-year-old Terence Kelly is serving 13 years and 6 months behind bars for abducting the 4-year-old girl from her parents' tent at a campsite north of Carnarvon and holding her captive for 18 days.